Lamb was, of all the people, of our lot, Lamb was a real scientist. He was probably the best, he's the best botanist to go down since Hooker, if not even better than him. But he was a master of his trade, rather like Ashton was master of his trade. He was a pure scientist. He encouraged the most uninterested of his companions to an interest in lichens, which most people think of as things that grow on tombstones, but they are now quite fashionable in this country because the air is so polluted you can't grow a decent lichen except in East Anglia. And he would go around and survey some little growth about half an inch long, and this would be described as luxuriant vegetation. He really inspired everybody with the fact you were working with a pure scientist.